We're talking to Yvonne O'Reilly. She's the managing partner of Avant Team, and she specializes in evolving leaders, transforming teams, and shaping cultures. How do you know if your team's happy? They might not tell the bosses.
How do you know when teams are happy? Well, firstly, the teams know themselves. Everyone has an instinct about whether they feel good in that team environment or not. And when I ask teams to tell me the story of the very best a team they've ever been part of, I see people's eyes light up as they remember that team. And what they tell me are very similar things, actually. They say things like, the very best team experience I ever had was one where, you know, we all had this really worthy project or this challenging goal that we were striving for together. And the emphasis is on the togetherness. There's a sense of achievement. There's a sense of, you know, pulling out all the stops to actually bring out the best in each other. And there's a sense of being recognized as well, everyone having a role to play, being recognized for the role that they play. And people talk about the respect that they have felt on that team. They talk about the openness. They talk about the trust that always comes up. So trust is huge. It's really vital. And they also talk about the fun. So when we're looking at what a happy team is, it's really very linked to a performing team. So it's not just happiness for itself. It is actually an outcome. Happiness is an outcome of working together for a worthy cause or a worthy goal and doing it in a way which respects each other's contribution, leaves space for people to have that room to engage and to contribute to the growth. And it doesn't always happen like that. So let's put it this way. We all have a sense of what it is to be an effective team, a high-performing team, and ultimately a thriving team. And the reality check is often different. So how do you know it's different? Well, again, you feel it. You're in that experience. When I come in to work with organizations, I can help them objectify their view of what's going on by using diagnostic tools, by mapping out the picture of how the team sees itself, by mapping out the dream the team has of how it would really like to be, and starting to engage them in a conversation that unhooks them from the blame game. So oftentimes it's the blame game that is holding people back. And it's so easy, isn't it, to see the other person as the issue, you know, to see the person as the problem, to see ourselves as having the good intentions, and to see others as having negative intentions. And so part of the work is to engage people in really taking responsibility together for team climate and team results.
You mentioned earlier, too, the word I really like is the word fun. Of course, a lot of companies have casual Fridays, which is fun. We gather around the coffee pot. People bring in treats from home, or if they had to go away on business, they bring something back. It creates a feeling for me like a bond to have this time that we can just kind of chat.
Yeah. You know, that word you use, bond, is so powerful. And when you think about those examples of moments of fun, they're really moments of connection.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, it's about getting the balance right between the fun and the work. And so, you know, businesses are there to produce, to excel at what they do. And it's very important that teams take on the responsibility to carve that path to success together and to do it with the, you know, right amount of fun and connection and also a right amount of focus on what it is that they're coming together to achieve.